I know. I'm supposed to be on my summer break right now, but I took a moment to make this little sample episode. I'm like that little 5-year-old kid that you put to bed, but I keep waking up, and then I wander into your room and poke you in the eye while you try to sleep. And I'm about to poke you in the eye. Or, well, I'm not going to poke you in the eye. But I am going to kind of poke you in the ear with my spoken voice. Yep. I'm about to switch from whispering to speaking so that I can tell you about the purpose of this sample episode. Before I do, the first most important thing you should know is that this sample episode is not intended to relax you or help you fall asleep. It is most likely going to perk up your squirrels. So make sure you listen to this sample episode during the day. Or whenever you're wide awake, because I'm about to poke you in the ear with my spoken voice in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey there. Strange to hear my normal voice, eh? I don't know why I just said A. I switched from my whispering voice to my spoken voice to prepare you for the audio sample that you're about to hear. The voices in this sample won't be whispering, and they won't be trying to relax you. Instead, they'll be engaging you with a dramatic dialogue, which is basically meant to alert your squirrels. Now, why would I want to do that? I spend most of my time trying to put your squirrels to sleep. Because if you're like me, you need something exciting and thrilling to listen to throughout most of your day. Maybe while you exercise, mow the lawn, do the dishes, wash laundry, or finally clean up that disaster of a garage you have. Don't take that personally. I'm projecting. I need to clean my garage. So, what exciting audio drama am I announcing to you? It's a new production by Wondery. So, you know the production quality will be far beyond what I create in my bedraggled blanket fort. And to put a slice of giggle on your cracker, I'm going to tell you about this new drama with a dash of dramatic tone. Here it is. Wondery's audio drama, Blood Ties, is back for a second season with Josh Gad and Gillian Jacobs. If you haven't had a chance to check out season one, the Wall Street Journal said, quote, "It's the kind of character-driven story that fits right in with the true crime miniseries typical of Wondery." End quote. It has all the trimmings of a premium television drama, wrapped up in a powerful podcast. Last season was all about the questions. What was Peter Richland hiding? How far will Richland Health go to bury his secrets? And when faced with the choice of telling the truth or losing it all, what side would Michael and Eleanor fall on? Season 2 is all about the answers, and it is available now. If you're new to Blood Ties, I'm about to play a preview of Season 1. And while you're listening to this sample, you can subscribe to Blood Ties on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or in the new Wondery app. So I hope you enjoy this snack-sized sample of Blood Ties Season 1, because Season 2 just launched, and it's ready for you right now.
I just got service back. We're close to the island. Can you call me, please? Dear Eleanor. We're texting. You don't need to write Dear Eleanor when you're texting. How are you? Oh, Christ, Mom, come on. Dear Mother, please pick up the phone. Hi, Mom. What's wrong?
What? Oh, nothing. Why?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, honey. We're landing in, 20 minutes, Peter? Peter. Yeah, your dad says 20 minutes.
You sound like something's wrong.
We'll talk when we land.
Fantastic. You know, most families go to the living room to have a heart-to-heart. We go to the Caribbean.
But you got my email, didn't you?
Your email?
All the info is in the email I sent you, Elle.
Mom, I don't think I got an email from you.
1 hour to port. 1 hour to port.
Port? Eleanor, are you on a boat?
Of course I'm on a boat, Mom.
I thought you got over this.
I'll fly when I absolutely have to, all right? Are you sure you sent that email? Because I'm checking and I don't have anything from you. Mom? Hello? Mom?
That was the last conversation I ever had with my mom. My mom's name was Marie Richland. If you recognize it, it's probably because of my dad, Dr. Peter Richland, the cardiologist and healthcare magnate. If you've read one of his books or bought one of his products or even just heard of him, you know that they called him the father to millions. Well, he's gone now. And so is my mom. And that news is going to upset a lot of people at his company's headquarters, on Wall Street, even in Washington, D.C. Not to mention my brother, of course, and me. I'm going to hear things about my father that no one would dare breathe a word about to me when he was alive. But I don't know any of that yet. All I know is that I just dropped a call from my technology-challenged mother, and that the family will all be together soon for the holidays.
From Wondery, this is Blood Ties.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
This is episode 1, Postmortem.
Well, here it is, the Palm Suite. Same as always.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Michael, is that you? What is that sound? Michael!
Hey, Elle, come in!
What the hell is this?
Come on, you know what that is.
No, I don't, and it's awful. Please turn it off.
No. It is not awful. It's wonderful. That sound that you hear right now is the most wonderful sound in the world.
Well, where'd you get these giant speakers?
I had them shipped here. I wanted to surprise you guys.
Well, Can you just please turn it off?
All right. I wanted to tell you guys all together.
That's a heartbeat? That's a baby?
That is the sound of a 12-week-old fetal heartbeat. I'm gonna be a dad.
So, who's the mom?
What? Sophie. Sophie, my girlfriend in Boulder.
Oh.
Wait, why are you doing that?
Doing what?
With your face when you say something's great, but you look like you're hiding a turd in your mouth.
Michael, I'm happy. I really am. I've never even met Sophie.
That's not my fault. We've been together for almost a year.
The last time I saw you two had just broken up.
True. It's been a little up and down, but...
Oh, there they are. Finally.
Wait, wait. Don't say anything. Okay? I want to tell them myself.
Of course.
Hi.
These are a few of the members of the Island Children's Choir, here to wish Dr. Richland a Merry Christmas and welcome him on his return to our island.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. I am honored.
We'd also like to present you with a bottle of champagne. Paul Roger, your favorite, I believe.
Oh, that is so very kind of you. Thank you. Indeed, it's my favorite.
I thought somehow you'd be older.
I'm flattered.
Can you just stop? This is Michael Richland, my brother. You're looking for Dr. Peter Richland, our father. He hasn't arrived yet.
Well, what time do you expect a doctor?
Well, you're supposed to be here by now.
Sorry to disturb you. We'll wait in a lobby.
You know, I'm an actual doctor, by the way.
He's a plastic surgeon.
It's all very technical work.
Straight to voicemail again. Where are they? Why are we even here?
Personally, I'm here for the mini bar. Do I do the $18 Coors Light or the $32 Bacardi and the $12 Coke? Bacardi and Coke. Better make it double.
Okay, so Mom said she sent me this email, but I didn't get anything. I feel like they have something to tell us.
Or...
Michael! That bottle's for Dad!
It's almost 7 p.m. Champagne's been sitting out for 2 hours. Besides, the choir lady said it was for Dr. Richland, and I am Dr. Richland. Oh, God, that is lovely.
Michael, listen. If they haven't landed yet...
If they haven't landed yet, then we're going to have to spend the holidays listening to our father go on about landing the Cessna in a storm, except he's going to call it a hurricane.
I talked to Mom when they were in the air. They were 20 minutes out, and that was 3 hours ago.
Wait. Yeah, they're coming in on my phone, too.
Kids, something's happening.
She says something's happening.
I love
happening.
You both.
Your dad is...
These must be from earlier.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God she's calling. Hello? Mom? Mom, are you okay? Hello? Hey, close that window.
Damn it.
I cannot hear this guy.
What guy?
Why do you have my mother's phone?
What's going on? Ugh, God.
Fuck. What's going on? Oh. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
What? What is it?
The plane crashed.
Oh my God. Are they...
I think they're... He said they're dead.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they found Mom. And they're still looking for Dad's body.
Oh my God.
coming up on this season of Blood Ties.
Dear Richland's plane went missing yesterday with Dr. Richland and his wife, Marie, aboard.
Eleanor Richland?
Yes?
This is Connie Beckwith calling. I'm a reporter for The Times.
Listen, I can talk to you for the obituary or whatever another time,
but... Sorry, this isn't for an obituary. I have information. Damaging information about your father.
Let's just assume we know everything about everything, okay?
The last thing my mom ever sent me was a text message. It said, "Something's wrong. Your dad is..." My dad is... What exactly, Mom? What is he?
We need to find out what the hell is happening.
That was just a preview of Blood Ties. To listen to the rest of this episode and the series, listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now.